The title of this mini-podcast is P's and Q's. Mind your P's and Q's is an old English expression that loosely means mind your manners. I'd like to take a little liberty with the expression and say, what's on your mind matters. And I'd further like to suggest that less is better. Because what's on your mind often doesn't matter. It's mainly a mishmash of annoying chatter. You're in need of some P and Q, peace and quiet. Peace and quiet is commonly thought of as a physical space that's devoid of noise. I submit it's the space between your thoughts that's the quietest area, and it creates other P's and Q's, perspectives and queries. When you quiet your mind, the result is this. You're offered new ways of looking at things that were roadblocks when your thoughts were looping in circles. And you start asking yourself outcome questions that lead to actionable answers. After indulging in some real peace and quiet, instead of asking, why me, you start focusing on, what do I have to do to look at my situation in a new way to remove myself from the fray? An old expression from the grasshopper comes to mind. A quiet mind is a creative mind. You know, the alphabet may begin with A, B, C, but the letters that start it all for you begin with P and Q. All the best, John.